Looming threats of financial aid cuts and fierce opposition from the United States haven't kept the United Nations from rejecting the US's acceptance of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. A total of 128 countries out of the 193 member UN General Assembly have backed a resolution rejecting the US's move. Only 9 voted against the motion, with 35 others abstaining, including Australia. The move by US President Donald Trump this month reversed decades of US policy and potentially jeopardized negotiations between the Israelis and Palestinians. Palestinians have long regarded East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Ahead of the vote, the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, was defiant, warning UN members her country wouldn't easily forget the vote.
"We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit."
The threats had some effect, with more countries abstaining and rejecting the resolution than normally associated with Palestinian-related proposals. Guatemala, Honduras, the Marshall Islands, Micronesia, Nauru, Palau, Togo, and of course Israel, joined the United States in opposing the measure. Australia, Canada, Mexico, the Philippines, Romania, and Rwanda were among the more than 30 nations that abstained. Australia's UN Ambassador Gillian Bird says Australia doesn't want to take sides.
"Australia does not support unilateral action by either side of this conflict. We consider that such actions undermine the peace process. We do not, however, consider that this further resolution helps bring the parties back to the negotiating table."
The non-binding vote was held at the request of Arab and Muslim countries. Israeli Ambassador Danny Dannon called supporters of the resolution puppets being controlled by Palestinian puppet masters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, too, dismissed the vote.
"Israel completely rejects this preposterous resolution. Jerusalem is our capital, always was, always will be. But I do appreciate the fact that a growing number of countries refuse to participate in this theater of the absurd."
Home to key Jewish, Christian, and Muslim holy sites, Jerusalem is one of the main obstacles to peace between the Israeli and Palestinian peoples. The US's recognition sparked condemnation from the international community, which doesn't recognize Israeli sovereignty over the full city. It sparked large protests across the Muslim world too. The United States also intends to move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki says the United States has damaged its global standing with the decision.
"We meet today not because of any animosity towards the US, but because of a decision which constitutes an aggression on the genuine and natural right of the people of Palestine and to all the Muslims and Christians of the world. The American decision will not impact the status of Jerusalem as the holy city, rather it will impact the status of the US as a mediator of peace."
The UN vote is intended to reaffirm Jerusalem's status must be resolved through negotiations and to void any other decisions.